Thank you, Crystal, for opening our service this morning with Living by Faith. And that's in memory of Thelma Smalls, whose funeral was this past Monday. And she'll be closing our service today with When We All Get to Heaven. So great job, Crystal. Thank you. And thank you, Lily Welch, for reading our scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at the Versailles Baptist Church on this Sunday morning. I'm Pastor Mike Cantrell, and we welcome you to our live video, live stream, recorded worship service. So if you will join with me in prayer, let's begin our service and this day, our Lord's Day, with Him in prayer. Father God, we thank You for this day. It's a wonderful day because You have made it. We thank You that we're here gathered in your house, and those in their homes that are listening by their phones or video recorders or whatever they may be using to listen to the message this morning, to this service. Lord, we thank You for the opportunities that You give us, the every means of resources that You give us to live stream services, even though we're not meeting together. Lord, You have a plan, and we're part of that plan. Lord, the world, from the very beginning, was a part of Your plan. And may we fulfill Your plan by living out our lives, being faithful, reading Your Word, praying, serving, witnessing one another. Lord, bless this service and those listening today, whatever that need may be. Lord, You can meet it, and You will. All we got to do is come to You and pray and ask, Lord, for Your help. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our message title this morning is God is Greater Than Our Fear, and it's taken from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And everything I'll be using as far as my topics and so forth, titles, will be from verse 10 of Isaiah 41. And in this section of Isaiah, the Lord seven times says, fear not, to His people. And that's in Isaiah 41, verse 10 and verse 13 and 14. And then chapter 43, verse 1 and 5, and 44, verses 2 and 8. And He says, fear not. And to use an example of this, fear not, back in 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the newly elected president of the United States, of his first inaugural speech, he addressed a nation that was still suffering from the Great Depression and tried to initiate hope and a more positive outlook on the future. This is what he said. And you, if you were living back then and old enough to understand what he was talking about, he said, the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. So fear often shows up in our lives when we are at risk of losing something. Something like our wealth or our health or our reputation, our position, our safety, our family, and maybe our friends. See, it reveals the natural desire to protect the things in life that are important to us rather than depending on the supernatural and entrusting God to take care of us because we know He's in control. But when fear takes over, it cripples us emotionally and it can drain us spiritually. So, the remedy for fear, of course, I believe, is to trust in our great Creator. Only when we trust the reality of God, His presence, His power, His protection, and His provision for our lives can we share our joy, the joy that He intended for us to have. And we can do that by trusting the Lord. He is our cure for our fearful spirit. And that's taken from our Daily Bread reading, a devotional book that I read quite often. God's covenant people were and are commanded not to fear regardless of their circumstances. And they found themselves in many circumstances throughout their lives. And God said, trust me, fear not. God helped guarantee that Israel could accomplish his purpose for them, just as he does for us today. If we trust him and believe and have faith, he will do that. God will use their opportunities and difficulties to strengthen them from their enemies. And that's what Isaiah 41:10 is talking about. Actually, if you read down through verse 14. But all we go through in life will be used to make us more than conquerors through him who strengthens us or who loves us. And that's Romans 8:37. I encourage you this morning, if you're listening, to take a note, piece of notepaper or something, and write the scriptures down. And you can always go back and read them later. That's what I do when I'm listening or something that I want to remember, I write it down. So, people of God should not be a fearful people. We shouldn't be. The Bible says that we shouldn't. And the phrase, fear not, or be not afraid, is found 365 times in the Bible. I'm going to say that again. Fear not, or be not afraid, is found 365 times in the Bible. And when I was thinking about that, that means one a day for a whole year. Think about that. Fear not, or be not afraid. So we should not be a people who are anxious, are troubled, are worried, are fretful about the things threatening our lives, or our happiness, such as economy, adversity, or hostile people, or satanic opposition, our guilt-laden consciences, or the degrading health, or even death itself. See, the mark of God's people is not debilitating fear, but rather a contrite, contagious confidence in our God. See, we need not fear, for the Lord remains our God. Isaiah 43:3. So he will continue to be with us. He will strengthen us. He will help us and uphold us with his righteous right hand in verse 3. And those are the things I want to talk about this morning. So first of all, his promised presence is with us in verse 10. Now, how do we know that? Because in verse 10 it says, I am with you. Isn't that comforting? It's comforting to me to know that God is with us. He cares. And verse 10 is one of the great promises of Scripture. Follow along with me with your Bible or your Bible app this morning. Verse 10 says, do not fear, I am with you. That's very encouraging. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. See, right here, God addresses the words of encouragement to his people. That should be encouraging to you and me this morning. Because of their relationship with him, they did not need to fear anything. In verse 10 again, he says, I am with you. I am your God. See, their confidence is in what God promises to do for them and for us as well. God gives five reasons we should not fear here in verse 10. So you might want to write these down, go back and look at them later, but I'm taking them from verse 10, Isaiah 41, verse 10. First of all, we should take courage because he, our God, is with us. Emmanuel, the same as it Jesus said, I am with you, God with us. So this is a, what I would call a strong foundation of confidence. And if we be fixed, our minds, we shall be able to stand firm, be unshaken against situations of every kind. So we think that God is absent or doubt whether or not he will assist us. We are driven by fear. Fear-driven, if we think that way, or tossed about amid with many storms of doubt. But if we stand firm on the foundation that God is with us, we will not be overwhelmed by any interruptions of this life. So, by nature, we are timid or full of distrust, but we must correct that vice by this reflection. Just reflect and say, God is present with us and he cares for us. God is with us and he cares for us. Jesus promised his presence, as he did to the people in Isaiah's day and in our day today. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, a comforting statement Jesus made to those that were there around him. He said, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." His presence then, the Holy Spirit now, is with us. So when you're filled with fear, remember this truth and say it aloud. And I say things like this aloud to myself, almost daily, as I study and I read God's Word, and something that really stands out to me and speaks to me, to my spirit. And this is one of the things that I would have you to say, and say it out loud. I will have no fear because he is with me. I will have no fear because he is with me. Secondly, the reason not to fear is because of our personal relationship with him. See, if you've been born again, you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, he is our God, and he is, as verse 10 says, the great I am. I am. Every other being in the universe needs sustaining. He alone, God, is self-existent, complete in himself, because he is God. He is the great I am. So I am very confident, convinced, that if you and I would see God as awesome as he is, most of our fears would vanish, because when we reference God, we won't fear other things. Now, to expand your view of the Almighty God, I want to encourage you to read today or this week Isaiah chapter 40 and Isaiah chapter 41. Read that today, this afternoon, or this week. And this will expand your view of our Almighty God. So here are some examples from Isaiah 40, verse 10 and verse 23. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. He reduces the rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. So that's encouraging, knowing that those are some of the examples our Almighty God is, his characteristics, his sovereignty. So make this covenant, and you can make it with the Lord. As you pray, in your devotion time, I make covenants with him all the time, because I need his strength. I need his encouragement. And this, you can make a covenant something like this. I will live without fear because God is with me. I will not be distressed because he is my God. And that's what verse 10 says. Thirdly, God gives us assurance that he will strengthen us. Verse 10 again. Since we know that God is with us, we can expect certain things from him. The Israelites expected certain things from God, and he delivered, and we can as well. So the promises are stacked on top of one another. They're stacked up. And he knows our weaknesses, but he promises, according to verse 10 here, he will strengthen us. And not only will God strengthen us, but he will help us. Look again here in verse 10, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Our fourth reason that we should not fear, he will uphold us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6 says, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? What can man do to us? When God is with us, who? God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8. So God will never unfriend us. You think about that. He'll never unfriend us. When we do something wrong, or when we sin, or when we're stressed out. But instead, he says, I will help you. He will help us. And to clarify this word, uphold, it means to hold up or grasp or to support. The ideal is similar to the word undergird, or which means to make secure underneath. So the upholding or the uphold is symbolized by, as verse 10 says, by God's righteous right hand. The ideal is similar to the undergird and to make secure. So the righteous right hand means right action in all circumstances. So therefore, God's great power, when I say great power, as verse 10 says, his right hand will do the right thing for his suffering people, and he will deliver them. He will deliver us in any situation. So when you feel like that you have failed, hold on to the truth that he, as verse 10 says, upholds you when you feel like you're just barely holding on. Another comforting passage of scripture I was reading this week is Psalms 145, verses 13 and 14. Psalms 145, verses 13 and 14, which says, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. You think about that. And then verse 14, the Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. That means humble, contrite spirit before him. He will lift you up. He will hold you up with his righteous right hand. He helps us. He holds us up when we're shaking like a leaf, like a leaf on a tree. He holds us up. Fifthly and lastly, not only does God give us assurance of his strength, his help, he supports us in life. He supports us right now. Have you ever realized the ways that God helps you? I was thinking about that this week, and a scripture came to my mind as I was thinking about everything that's going on around us right now with this COVID-19 virus. Scripture came to mind, and I turned to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, and it says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, after you have suffered for a little while more, the God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Think about that. For believers, this scripture says suffering will not last forever. If you're under stress, if your food is scarce, out of a job, hurting financially, fearful if the COVID-19 virus may keep spreading, God promises that suffering will last just a little while longer. And you've heard this saying before, this too will pass. Trusting in God just a little while more. So no matter what trouble you face, hard as it is, God has stamped your life temporarily out of order. And with this emphasis on temporarily, I want to emphasize that word temporarily. A day is coming when our great repairman, and I say great repairman, I'm referring to God, will wrench evil from this world and restore our lives so it works as he intended it to work. So we will be, like I would say, like a coin in mint condition. In mint condition, guaranteed to function just as God has designed us to do. So all we need to do is to trust God and look forward to Jesus' return when God will restore us all. And our hope, our strength, our help, and our support, remember, is in him. So now in conclusion, when you feel you're getting weak or feeling weak, it is time to ask the Lord's Spirit to replace your feelings of fear with his power, with his love, and a sound mind. And that's taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. He will give you power, love, and a sound mind. So, today, allow the Lord to manifest his courage, his confidence, and wisdom through you as his vessel. If you will do that, he'll do that. He is faithful, always faithful. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this message today. It is a powerful passage of Scripture that gives us hope and encouragement and strength, knowing that your power, your righteous right hand, is right here lifting us up, raising us up to higher ground. Lord, if there's anyone listening today that doesn't know you personally, Lord, may they know that you love them. You died for them. You provided salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, thank you for this time together. And for those listening, whatever the needs are, emotional, physical, or spiritual, Lord, you are more than capable of meeting each need according to your perfect will for our lives. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen. We would love to hear from you, talk with you about any decision God's laid upon your heart. And our website is VersailesBaptistChurch.org, Versailles, Indiana. And our Facebook page is Versailles Baptist Church, Indiana. And we want to thank you for listening to our live recorded service today at Versailles Baptist Church. And we pray that God will bless you and may you have a great week. Crystal Welch is going to close our service now and playing When We All Get to Heaven. Thank you.